I want to welcome our very special guest, Seven, into studio. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. And you?
All right, thanks. I'm very happy that we managed to get you back.
I'm happy to be here.
Because, yeah. I mean, first time we interviewed you, you had just released your single.
Yes. Yeah, that was The Sunset the last time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how's it been going?
It's been doing well.
I love that you have got involved with this RADA program.
Yeah.
And I went, like, RADA? What is RADA? And there are lots and lots of things that RADA can stand for.
Yeah.
RADA.
Yeah.
So what have you got involved with? What does the campaign stand for?
Well, So RADA is an acronym for Rape, Alcohol, Drug and Abuse.
Yes.
They are a non-profit that basically assists people.
They're not promoting it.
It's not pro alcohol, drug, and abuse.
No, I don't know what goes on in the afternoon show.
Yeah, you've got to be clear on that one. That's quite an important distinction.
Right.
They work with, they've got an outpatient facility for rehab, and they've got two orphanages that they've adopted, and I think there's an old age home or a home with disabilities or something. So they do an incredible amount of work. They've got a patrollers project, they've got a whole bunch of things going on. So this thing that I'm involved with is a campaign called RADA Inspire, and it's really all about encouraging everybody to turn little small negative moments in their day into positive ones, and the ripple effect of that could be enormous, way more than what people would imagine it to be.
Because I think that social media often makes us very complacent. On the one hand, it can get people going and motivate people.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, it can be very complacent, because we see something, it's like we put a little sad smiley, face or smiley face or an angry face, and we kind of move on and we think we've done our duty.
Yes.
It's kind of like get off your butt and get involved.
Yeah, do something. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I think the important thing for me whenever I talk about this sort of stuff is to, you know, people always think of these organizations and what they do and go, oh, but I'd love to help, but I don't know how, or it's for the musicians and for the people who's that way inclined. And it's really not. It's something, I think what the whole RADA Inspire campaign is for is to basically make everyone realize they can be a part of some form of change. You know, it's not even about directly being involved with the charity, or it's really change, positive changes for everyone. It's really something that applies to every single person.
And it starts with each one of us.
And
work on ourselves
first. Yeah, exactly.
Fantastic.
Yeah?
All right. So how have you got involved?
Well, they've got part of the RADA Inspire campaign is that they've done a whole compilation album, 31 of SA's best artists.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, so, and it's a whole album of covers, inspirational cover songs. And every artist got to sort of pick a song that they wanted to sing.
Really?
Ross from Prime Circle, Lloyd, Tele, Loiso, there's...
Seven, they got him as well.
Yeah, they're that guy. My friend Howie Combrink's on there.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, it's Clay Johnson from Mango Grooves on there. It's super... all the different genres, all the different...
So do you know what songs everybody else has done?
Yeah, actually,
what did
worked,
Claire do?
I worked on the album quite a bit. Claire didn't have her own song. There's a big collab called We Stand Together.
Yes.
That everyone... She's on there. Kurt Aaron's on there. Rihanna Nell's on there. Rihanna Nell did a beautiful piano ballad of something. I don't know if I can say what everyone's singing yet, because it's not out yet. So I don't want to...
So we can say what you're singing, right?
Yeah. So I chose Coldplay's Fix You, which...
Why? What does that song mean?
So
to
I don't
when
like bubblegum, like let's feel happy about ourselves kind of songs. So it was a tricky one to. I didn't want to sing like something that was too like that. So for me, it's about like having a song that tugs at the heartstrings a bit, but still has a positive message in it, and that can still uplift people. And I think Fix You is like that. For me, it's really about, you know, letting someone know that you really do want to help them, but that they have to come to that realization that you'll be there, but they've still got to do it on their own. Yeah. So you're basically just telling someone, I know you're going through a tough time and your life feels like it's upside down. I'm here for you when you are ready, sort of thing. But making that person realize that they have to do it themselves.
Yeah. You know, it's quite amazing when you think of, I mean, when you say RADA stands for rape, alcohol, drug, abuse, this is an organization that is anti those things.
Yes.
But we all know somebody who
is going through one of those things. Yeah.
So just good on you for stepping up to the plate.
Thank you. Yeah. But I mean, it's not.
When is this going to be released?
Probably closer to the end of the year. I don't think a full release date's
Christmas.
There yet.
Mm. Yeah, Christmas stockings. I can see it.
For sure, absolutely. So yeah, I think they're busy with the last little bit of admin on it and whatever.
Incredible.
But the album is done. It's ready to go. It's sounding amazing. All the artists have been incredible to work with. So I was fortunate enough to actually work on the album quite a bit as well. And yeah, it was an amazing experience.
Are there any plans to do a concert?
As far as I know, yes.
Because that would also be wonderful.
As far as I know, that's definitely on the cards, yeah.
Mm. That would be fantastic. So you just got to keep us updated.
Yeah, absolutely.
Seven, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Just all the best. When are you performing in your own personal capacity next?
I don't know. I'm focusing on a lot of things. There are some shows coming up that I'm in the process of booking. I don't have any dates confirmed. So
what are
just
you doing on Sunday afternoon, actually?
Sunday afternoon?
This coming Sunday afternoon, what are you doing?
Oh, I know where she's going with this, and
what's happening on Sunday?
Genius.
Okay, so let me tell you. There's this group. It's called Kululam.
Okay.
They use music as a social experiment and a social exercise.
Yeah.
So what they'll do is they put together, how many hours? 3,000.
So on Sunday's 4,000 people, but they've done it.
But the first one that they did was Matisyahu's one day.
Yeah, there was like 2,000 people.
Was there two? No, wasn't it more?
I don't know. But a couple of thousand people from across the different.
But they use where there's possible like racial tension.
Yeah.
So they'll, you know, put together Arabs and Jews, and they all sing songs about peace, and they all harmonize, and it's so powerful.
Okay.
Anyway, they come to South Africa, and this coming Sunday at 4 o'clock, Kululam are doing it with 4,000 people. If you don't have tickets, I might be able to source one for you.
Amazing.
I think you should come.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I think you should come.
Where is it?
Stanton Convention Center.
It's brilliant because it's basically user provided content. They don't need to sing. Everybody comes in, they sing for them.
And as you go through the door,
it's basically Huffington Post music.
Yes.
No, it is not Huffington Post.
No.
It is not about cats.
Okay,
it
fine.
Not
it was just a way of
really
making it relevant.
I was getting what you were saying. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Really, Howard. Okay, so
amazing.
Sunday.
Yeah, it sounds like a great thing. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get you a ticket if you want to come.
Yeah.
I think it'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. All right. So here is Seven and your cover version of "Fix You." What a song. That's a
beautiful
Seven. What a song.
Yeah.
What an amazing cover version.
Yeah. It's incredible.
I think we need to playlist this. Never mind the Coldplay.
I know, but I'm sitting here thinking, I can't play this in the morning. It's just too, it's the wrong atmosphere
I'm
for
going
the morning,
to phone.
But I love this.
Yeah. So should we schlep him along to Kululam?
Definitely. We've got to get him to Kululam.
If he sings like that, for sure.
Yeah.
But you don't have to be able to sing to go to Kululam,
I'm just going
right?
to mime, and I'm going to have him standing next to me singing.
So do you know the words for I Lived?
No. But in fact, I meant to print them, to practice them over Shabbos. I'm definitely
going
to
do that.
So
what happens if we haven't had a chance and we just arrive there on Sunday and we just don't know
the
words?
No, they'll give us the words.
They'll give us the words?
They give us the text, they give us the words, and we can sing with a piece of paper. But it's actually I found it quite a difficult song.
Do you?
Yeah.
Because it's complex.
Mm. There's a lot of different, and that's why it's going to work so well.
Yeah.
It's because you've got these very different sections of the song, and the harmonies will work well, but it is, I think it's quite difficult.
I'm trying to remember, because I saw One Republic when they were here, and they obviously sang the song.
Mm.
And I'm trying to remember if they got different sides of the audience to sing the different parts, because they also do that during their shows. I'm just happy. It's my favorite song.
Really?
Yes.
It's funny. Amazing.
Nice one.